Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Josh Bernstein here, and Josh, we just heard that there's a mowing down in Toronto, Canada. I'd like you to start with that top story. And, of course,
yeah, this is breaking news pretty much right now. Van hits pedestrians in Toronto. Arrest made after up to 10 people injured in Yonge and Finch area. The extent of the injuries are unknown. And, of course, coming from Canada, they have not released the name of the suspect. The suspect has been arrested and is in custody.
The incident. I'm going to make a bet that and you are a betting man too, but you always bet well. In other words, you believe in usually a negative outcome, which means it's almost likely that they're Muslim, right?
I would say likely. I mean, there's a picture of the individual. It's kind of grainy, so you can't really see them directly, but it looks like in one of the images, it looks like he has a shaved head, and they're arresting him on the side of a police car.
Really?
But again, they have not put anything out, although here's an interesting thing. There's a tweet with the picture of the arrest, and it's by a Wukas Mahmood. And it says, Yonge and Finch driver and rental van caught. That's all it says. It doesn't say anything else. That's just the name of the person who put out the video. So they're not releasing who this is just yet.
Yeah. The next story that I'd like to touch on is Mike Pompeo. I'm amazed that that Rand Paul, as well as the Democrats, are trying to block this. It's pretty weird, isn't it?
Well, I'm not surprised with Rand Paul. I mean, he's, pretty much anti-war. He's probably, to the left of most Democrats as far as on foreign policy is concerned. I like Rand Paul. He stands for a lot of great things. He's a good conservative. In this case, I think he has a problem with the hawkish mentality of Mike Pompeo and the fact that, he's obviously well qualified. There's no question about that. But basically, he's, more of an interventionist. And I think Pompeo is the right choice. I think he's going to do a great job. I also think he's going to be confirmed regardless of whether or not the Senate Foreign Relations Committee gives him the blessing or not. What's amazing is that, think about this, Hillary Clinton and John Kerry both received 94 votes on confirmation. And even Condoleezza Rice under George W. Bush got 85 votes. Yet they're saying that this is going to be a squeaker. And every single person Trump has appointed has been, a 50-50 squeaker for the most part. It's just pathetic, and it shows you the bias, the political bias against the president and his picks.
Well, I think it puts the state of the nation in actual jeopardy. I watched Levine's show on Sunday night, and I was only able to watch half of it, but it was pretty damned amazing. and he had Dr. Pry on, head of the committee, looking at issues of dealing with power grid, et cetera, those kind of things. And I was amazed at how vulnerable we are to hacking, to cyber attacks, to a nuclear attack, even with one nuke at 300 miles, or even these satellites in North Korea that pass over us twice a day. If they had a warhead inside there, they could take out our entire United States. And it's not coming back. You've got, you know, altogether 10,000 EHF step-down transformers, and the whole world only makes about 200 a month. So it would take, if the whole, if only the United States went out, it would take the entire world production to actually replace just a small portion of our total EHF transformers. I don't think that we take this, the Senate and Congress are taking this seriously. They shut down the committee in September for the dealing with the power grid and hacking and so on. I don't understand why that happened. I think that was a misstep. But I think Trump is going to, with this new team, he's going to, that's why he's scared Kim Jong-un to doing at least flower dressing on the front. Now, of course, they need to get people on the ground to actually verify that they've dismantled their entire nuclear program, not just stopped it. Because this has happened before. We've been scammed. They lifted the sanctions. What I heard is Kim is going to run out of money by October. And he's terrified that his own generals are going to skewer him alive if he actually destroys the economy of the country, because they're benefiting from it, these generals. So my guess is that Pompeo is the right choice. Pompeo, to me, I don't understand why the Democrats think that this is going to win in the 2018 election. Their tribalism and their uber-left attitude is just scaring the hell even out of regular Democrats. I don't understand why they think they're going to get reelected. They're crazy.
I don't know, but as far as North Korea is concerned, you know, I actually have been saying since 2003, and I have it documented when I did a Breitbart article called The Puppets of Pyongyang, and this was way back when, after Kim Jong-il actually passed, and then Kim Jong-un came aboard. And I said back then that if you want to solve the North Korea problem peacefully, you sign a declaration to end the war instead of just having a 1953 ceasefire or armistice agreement under certain caveats and conditions. Of course, dismantling the nuclear program, as well as opening up Amnesty International and Doctors Without Borders and, you know, humanitarian peacekeepers in order to come into the country and help the people out and things like that. And it's funny because now they're going to have talks with South Korea either the end of this week or next. And one of the things that's on the table is signing a declaration to end the war. And again, this is something that I've been behind for over 5 years and have proof of. And the United States obviously wants that to happen as well. I mean, we'd love to see a reunification at some point in the future of the North Korean and the South Korean countries together in one. But right. Sticking point is going to be that Kim Jong-un will not dismantle his nuclear program without America removing its troops from South Korea as well as Japan. And we know that that's not
That's a non-starter. That's ridiculous.
That's a non-starter. Even under a Democrat, I think that they would still be hawkish enough not to do that in the future, although I don't know. So, again, I don't see much happening in that respect. Pompeo did get a chance to meet over Easter weekend and, maybe softened up the blow. But if you think about what Trump is doing, Trump is basically doing the art of the deal from his book, The Art of the Deal. He is using those tactics on China, Iran, on Russia, on Syria, on North Korea, all of those. And we're literally using also Reagan's speak softly and carry a big stick tactic, in which we're applying pressure, showing military might, and then backing off and saying that we would like to use diplomacy rather than military might. But the military might is there. It's on the table. I think he's doing a masterful job at negotiating this. And again, if you've read his book, and anyone that hasn't needs to go read his book, because our foreign policy right now is mirroring what is in The Art of the Deal.
Yeah, I think he's doing an amazing job. I mean, you can whatever you think about Trump in terms of his tweets, his personality, whatever. To be honest with you, I'm going to make a little side comment here that you probably laugh at. This Democrat now, this lawsuit that they put out against the Russians and the campaign and everything is insane. But look at Stormy Daniels. If you think about 10, 12 years ago about Trump having a romp with a porno queen or whatever, it's like, I think that would increase the votes of Americans thinking the guy actually has hormones. I don't think that people, even Christians, are thinking, okay, we know pastors have done this and made mistakes, okay, or this is a previous life. Who cares? And I'm amazed that they try to make this into a deal. Now, what's really concerning to me is that we have people making policy trying to, like, he got rid of McMaster and Tillerson. Tillerson wanted to keep this agreement with Iran, which I'm surprised that McMaster trying to still keep it. They can't keep this agreement without having on-the-ground inspections. I mean, they can wait 30 days. If they can put on-the-ground inspections, then we got something. We don't have anything right now. Here's the thing
with the Iran deal. Iran has absolutely none, zilch, nada, no leverage whatsoever at all. So for them to say that it's all or nothing, it's nothing, buddy, because you've got nothing. You've already been in violation of the agreement, by the way. And the international community is not, I don't think, 100%.
Yeah, and by the way, these missiles that Iran has already right now can strike anywhere in Europe, so the Europeans shouldn't be on, you know, trying to keep this agreement as it is now. So.
Join me.
With amazing Josh Bernstein. Now, Josh, you have your show over at patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. And, of course, we have our Genesis show here. I podcast it out through our Deagle Network all over the place, from iTunes to Patreon, Spreaker, etc. And I'm also podcasting it over at night over at Revolution Radio, and soon Red State Talk Radio podcast. And I'm going to pick up a show on Sunday afternoon for Red State Talk Radio too, because we need to get the message out. And the most important thing I say is to ask better questions. You don't have to believe what we say. We need to have dialogue and we need to have research. But I saw Dr. Pry on Life, Liberty, and Levine last night. Man, that was an amazing interview. He's a remarkable guy.
Yeah, Levine. Peter Pry. Are you talking about
Dr. Peter Pry? And
yeah,
I want to get him on the show.
South Carolina. When I was speaking in South Carolina, I got a chance to meet him and also watch his speech. And if you haven't seen his speech from the South Carolina Tea Party Coalition Convention on YouTube, you need to look up his speech. It was phenomenal.
I can tell you he knows what he's talking about, because I work with U.S. Missile Defense Command, etc. As a doctor, I talk to all these techie people. And I'm a techie first, before I'm a doctor or anything else. And I can tell you, we are incredibly vulnerable for cyber hacking, solar corona mass ejections, which happen every 150 years. We had one in the 1980s that actually wiped out the power grid out of the Quebec Hydro Project that affected northeastern United States. But every 150 years, we get a massive event that happens that even burnt the telegraph machinery and even set up fires, and certain forest fires actually along the power lines and the rails where the telegraphy equipment was being used. The rails themselves became a power transformer to create fires on the rail ties. So people need to understand, we need to completely re-engineer how we distribute power and energy. We need to completely start hardening our country against cyber attacks. We need to decide who's allowed to be here. 250,000 Chinese students who are walking with us, tons of technology. I saw Silicon Valley, which is in some ways a pretty stupid show, but it actually tells some truth. The first thing is, number one on their show last night, they talked about the fact that you can be gay or lesbian or whatever you are. It doesn't matter how weird, even putting, you know, altered LSD in your cereal is fine, but you can't be a Judeo-Christian, number one. Number two, they don't face reality. They're talking about building the cyber god, not being afraid of the fact that they're trying to someday be subjected to super intelligence PDAs or robots or AI supercomputer matrix like the market, like the image of the beast. And they don't realize that is coming. They don't also realize that our president is the first and only president in several hundred years. It's actually a businessman fixing the country. He's screwing up a bit, and I'm praying luckily he didn't follow up with the attack on these different buildings, which are probably empty, and wait till they get the OPCM report, which is going to come back and say, look, Trump, there's nothing there. I don't know what he's going to do next, but I can tell you the fact that Iran and Russia are moving into the Middle East, the way to squeeze them is financially. Go crazy. Trump, don't be soft on these guys. if you want to stop Russia from giving North Korea rocket engines and technology and targeting technology, squeeze the oligarchs and Putin himself. That'll stop it, won't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it could. I think, like I said earlier, I think that President Trump is, you know, doing the right things. I don't think he's making a lot of mistakes. I think that a lot of it has to do with his different strategy. He's putting America first, but he's also showing strength, and he's showing that to the rest of the world, Obama's not in control anymore, and we're leading, you know, from the front rather than behind. And I think that him showing strength and force, even in small bits and amounts, I think is a positive development, because I think in the end it'll make us safer, not less safe.
Well, I think that's the only positive thing I'd say out of hitting those buildings. I think thank God he didn't follow McMaster last year, want to put a 250,000 troops into Syria. And the fact is, the way to negotiate with Assad and with Iran and so on is to go in there with inspectors and dismantle their program. And if they won't dismantle it, to bomb the hell out of Bashir and put the Russians on notice, we're not going to tolerate it. Now, the Russians are talking about assault pole. I talked about this with Mr. Pry, Dr. Pry last night, about assault pole attack, because our North Pole system, the Dew Line, et cetera, literally covers incoming nuclear missiles from Russia from the north over the North Pole. But even Putin a few months ago talked about a South Pole attack against America. We already have nuclear missiles and submarines in Venezuela with Maduro. They're there, okay? The Chinese have divisions in Venezuela. We need to understand we have a new Cuban Missile Crisis, and we're not paying attention to it publicly in the media. We're talking about Stormy Daniels and about the approval of Pompeo. Pompeo should have been an automatic, yeah, he's in. He was already the CIA. He's a CIA director. It's politically suicide for the whole country, for the left to think we can hold the whole country hostage and put us in danger of a nuclear attack, if not now, 4, 5, 6, 7 years from now, from North Korea or one of their proxies, because you can guarantee there's Venezuelan and Iranian and other scientists there sitting there gathering all this information, able to leapfrog forward. And they don't need to have a full nuclear weapon. They can have a small yield EMP weapon fired off a fishing boat 300 miles off the coast, and the power grid for half the country is gone. You don't need to do a full nuclear attack. You can even do a cyber attack. The Chinese have a 250,000 cyber attacking Blue Army, they call them, in Tianjin, China, actually can attack in America. They got tons of students here, 250,000. And they're walking away with technology. In fact, on Silicon Valley, they talked about the fact that one of the guys that was in the house, who's Chinese, decided to actually clone and grab all of their technology for a distributed, non-localized internet network. I mean, this is one of the problems with China, is they're thieves, they're scoundrels, and they believe in win-win for them and lose-lose for you. They aren't going to play fair ball, so let's not play fair ball with them. Let's not. Let's stop it, okay? Let them go back to being an agrarian society where they can't sell their crap to us, and they can't create clones of our stuff, and they can't send their kids to university here and then walk away with their intellectual property, period. Let's put a stop to it.
I agree. I mean, that's one of the things we need to stop immediately. The stealth stealing of our intellectual property. And then they go back and they get trained here in American schools by the best professors, and then they go and they take our technology and use it against us. I mean, that's been happening for years. So I would agree with you on that, for sure. But let's talk about this Mueller witch hunt. I believe this Mueller witch hunt is getting closer to its end, if you will.
Right.
I mean, think about what we have seen in just the last couple of weeks alone. Number one, we've seen the criminal referral of James Comey, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, and Andrew McCabe. We saw the firing of McCabe right before he was supposed to retire. We saw the appointment of John Huber to look into FISA abuses from the FBI and the Department of Justice. And we have also seen the joining, if you will, to the Trump legal team of the great Rudy Giuliani, who, again, I believe is going to hopefully negotiate in the next 30 days or so an end to Mueller's investigation. Once that happens, I think you're going to see President Trump, this is my prediction that I talked about, I think you're going to see President Trump not only fire Senator Sessions, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, but also Rod Rosenstein, and make Rudy Giuliani the new AG, the new Attorney General of the United States. When that happens, he will then appoint a special prosecutor to finally hold these people accountable. My only problem here is the timing. I think we're getting a little bit too close to November, and a lot of this has to happen before then in order to make all that happen.
I think you're probably talking about it's going to happen faster than we think. I have a feeling it's like a boil about to burst. The boil is about to pop, isn't it? And I think Trump's going to do it very quickly. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right on.
Yeah.
That joke on so Josh, you had an interesting comment about Mueller, about the Russian trying to find Russian connections with Trump, and you had a really funny tilt on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, I think with everything that's been going on, we can clearly see that this Mueller investigation is finally falling apart, even in the public's eyes. Most polling is showing that, the dislike level against Mueller is sky high, as well as Comey and the rest of the leftists in the deep state. But as I said to you off the air, Robert Mueller, he can't even find Russian dressing in Trump's refrigerator, let alone Russian collusion. It's just amazing that, this investigation has been going on and on and on for just about 2 years. And by the way, Nixon was investigated for 2 years, right around 2 years. And then you had Reagan under the Iran-Contra affair. That went on for a while. You had Bill Clinton investigated over Whitewater, Paula Jones, and then, of course, later on under Monica Lewinsky. And, you've had all of these investigations. You had George W. Bush was investigated over Valerie Plame. But guess who never in 8 years ever had a special counsel put on him for his numerous investigations, who I would say was the most corrupt U.S. president in history. And that is the captain of the Kenyan Debate Club, Barack Hussein Obama. Never once in all of those investigations, I count 72 at least, maybe even more, but none of them had a special counsel. Solyndra, nope. Fast and Furious, nope. The AP scandal, nope. The IRS scandal, nope. Benghazi scandal, nope. Spying on Trump, nope. None of them, none of those scandals ever had an independent counsel, yet with President Trump, he has started almost from day one being under the gun of Robert Mueller and James Comey. It's absolutely pathetic.
It is pathetic, and it's not the way to run a government either. I also am surprised that McConnell doesn't use the nuclear option to get all the approval for all the people, including Pompeo, because it was used before, the nuclear option to go ahead and approve the cabinet. I mean, this puts the government basically dysfunctional, and it puts all of us in danger if the government doesn't work.
Yeah, he'll be approved. I don't know by how much, but he'll be approved. It looks like Heidi Heitkamp is going to be supporting him. Probably Manchin, but we'll see. But you can count on a couple of those, maybe Donnelly in Indiana. We'll see. But I think ultimately that even though the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has decided not to endorse him, it'll be actually the first time in history that a Secretary of State will be confirmed without the blessing and endorsement of the Senate Relations Committee. However, again, we're in a different climate these days, and it's so partisan, as Bob Corker pointed out on TV, it's so partisan that it's pathetic and it's sad that we operate in this type of environment and capacity in Washington.
Yeah. Now, what kind of news do you think is going to come out this week? Because I have suspicion something breaking is going to happen now that Giuliani's there, regarding not only the plan for a date and a setting for the Kim Jong-un meeting, but I also have a suspicion that there's going to be some announcement come out about the Mueller investigation, because Sessions has been on a lot of pressure to start an independent counsel investigation. I think there's 11 members of the committees that have actually written to ask for criminal charges against a whole number of people, all the way up to Hillary. Mm-hmm. And then right afterward, they filed this lawsuit, which is insane. this lawsuit that the Democrats are going to file is like, we're so insulted by you, the fact that you say that we're guilty from tons of evidence, we're going to sue you. It's like, I don't know if the Democrats don't know how to commit the Japanese ceremony of harikari, but it's like they don't know where to stick the knife in first, but they're planning on cutting their guts out. Because once the investigation starts on both sides, the disclosure is going to show just how feckless and crazy the Democrats are. And I don't see how, not only in 2018, but 2020, they're ever going to resurrect themselves. I think the Democratic Party is moribund, and the body, as they say, like John Brown's body, it's moldering in the grave. It's over.
Well, that's a very optimistic viewpoint. I would hope that you're correct, but I'm not 100%.
Well, the only one who got elected recently in Tennessee was this pseudo-Trump-supporting Democrat who claimed to be a gun-toter and wasn't going to support Nancy Pelosi. But I think that if we're smart, Jeff Sessions will be gone within 2 weeks. He'll run back in Tennessee, and this so-called pseudo-Trump-supporting Democrat will be gone. He'll be history.
You mean Alabama?
Alabama. I mean Alabama. So I think what you're going to see here is that Sessions is going to be removed, because I think within 2 weeks, my prediction that within 2 weeks you're going to see the Deputy Attorney General gone. And when he goes, he's already saying he's going to leave. Now, why is that a condition for Sessions leaving? Obviously, somebody has something on him, don't they?
Well, I don't know. It's odd because, I mean, you know, why is he protecting the deep state? And why did he take someone that was appointed by Barack Obama as the district attorney in Utah and use him to investigate FISA abuses at the Department of Justice and the FBI? And as Andrew Napolitano pointed out, he's doing the investigation from Utah. In other words, he's not relocating to Washington, D.C. to subpoena people, to interview people, and to do a grand jury. He's doing all this from Utah, and I don't know anybody that can see that far away. So
I think it's a sham. It's a sham is what it is. And I think Sessions needs to go. He's one of the most incompetent, feckless, useless attorney generals he's ever had, and I have a feeling it's not because he's not intellectually incompetent or not conservative. I think they have some very bad things on Sessions, and he's just out of his element completely.
It could be. Look, I mean, it wouldn't be that surprising if that is the case. But you got to ask yourself, you know, why one of the most conservative senators, ranked in the top five most conservative senators during his tenure, why then on earth would he be afraid to appoint a special counsel to look into Mueller's investigation that there is clearly conflicts of interest and bias, and I would actually even venture to say additional crimes committed by Mueller and his investigators against the Trump administration and the president. Why he won't do that, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I'm going to give a menu. I think that, number one, they have something on him or his friends that are involved with pedophilia and pedogate. Number two, they've got something where they've threatened somebody with real physical threats. So it's one or the other, basically. Because I don't think he, and personally his own past history in Alabama, suggests that he himself is involved with something. But I have a feeling that somebody's got some goods on one, somebody he knows or is real close to him. Something's going on there. It doesn't make sense. I'm feeling, let's just get him out of the way. I mean, obviously, he's a liability right now. The fact that he didn't tell Trump he was going to recuse himself.
Mm-hmm.
Trump stated that if he told me he was going to recruise himself, I would have put another attorney general in. Trump already said that. So let's get it done, Trump. You only have so many months left before the November election. So let's get it over with. Get Sessions out of there. Put a new attorney general in and just do it, okay?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I've been saying for the very longest time that Sessions needs to go. There's no question about it. I mean, he hasn't done what he needs to be done, including the special counsel and everything else. So I agree with you. I think that his time, you know, he was a good senator, but he's been a horrible attorney general. And I don't know, this whole Mueller or Huber appointment. Look, if the guy somehow comes to D.C., and decides to, you know, do a grand jury and indict, you know, and subpoena people and investigate people here in D.C., then he would be, for all intents and purposes, a de facto special counsel. But if he's going to do this from the confines of Utah, I don't see how that's going to have any warrant, any teeth, and is, for the most part, window dressing. And
it's an upset.
If that Giuliani, once he gets rid of the Mueller investigation, will be asked to become the AG.
I think you're right on. I see him as a perfect AG. He's going to really do it, too. Welcome back. So, Josh, I think we're on the same sheet of music. I have a feeling that Trump's going to take actions now. I want to see a couple things that I think will bump up his presidency, especially with the conservative evangelicals. Number one, he needs to get underground inspections in Iran and North Korea as part of the deal. If that doesn't happen, he should walk. Number two, he should have a fireside chat each week to talk about real issues for Americans, where he actually personally talks to people, not just going through their tweets. I think it would be a great idea to have a half hour every week and just go on live and actually do a broadcast, whether he does it on his networks through, you know, Facebook or whatever. But he should do a broadcast that anybody can get in, their dog can actually see on their iPhone, iPad, or computer or TV live. I think he also should bring in alternative media. I'd like to see people like you, me, other broadcasters ask tough questions to not only Trump and his team, but actually to kind of advise them. I don't think that the advisors around Trump have are omniscience. And unfortunately, some of them have made some big, big screw-ups. Some of them he had to actually just excise and get out of there, like McMaster and Tillerson. Tillerson just wanted to carte blanche accept the Iranian deal. That's not okay. The state of Israel is building, has had not only Iron Dome, they're building our new layer of missile defense systems. But we can't completely defend against this stuff, that even if they have one nuclear weapon, they could cause an EMP blackout and destroy civilization. People need to start understanding that there's multiple layers of this warfare, including cyber attacks, that Russia and China are probing already. Our airports, our water systems, everything. So we have to understand Putin's is not just a competitor, they're our potential enemy. Trade will help fix that. But trade has to be reciprocal, and it's not been reciprocal. $850 billion from China and Japan, $85 billion, and Mexico, $85 billion trade deficit, that's going to end under Trump. And I think if Trump takes advice from us, and if we can even if he can open up his media to have us ask him questions live with his media consultants on air, that would be great. I mean, you could hack in, and wouldn't it be wonderful if Josh Bernstein has a question at least once a week for the president? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it would. I mean, I would ask him, obviously, some very pointed questions. I would ask the questions that the rest of the media would never ask,
right,
or be afraid to ask. But I would be respectful, and I would basically ask him questions that I think the majority of people in America out there, especially in his base, really want to know the answers to.
Right. You know? I have a feeling that his best consultant is us. It's not a team around him, no matter how smart they are or how informed or how much intel they have. I think the best intel agency is us, the public, and he's already discovered that to some extent. The social media responds to him because that's how he did his campaign with his son-in-law. And that's why he won. He won not because of Hillary and her stupid comments that the alternative media or the conservative media are against her. We're against you because you're an idiot with no policies.
Yeah.
If you had a personality, Hillary, if you actually had compassion for the middle class, if you had actually campaigned in the Rust Belt states, not just relied on giant populations, many of them illegal, voting illegally, which you supported, if you didn't tribalize the country into a bunch of little tribal groups, we're all Americans. I don't give a damn what religious background someone is or skin color. We're all Americans, whether they've been here for 300 years or just newly arrived legally. And the fact is, we've got a policy that shouldn't be a catch and release. It should be catch and detain. We should be detaining in work camps, and then after a period of good behavior, release them with an anklet to track them, just like any other criminal has committed a criminal offense inside America. And releasing, like these crazy Democrats, actual criminals onto the streets of America here in California is nuts. I mean, about 3 weeks ago, my son was assaulted by a woman who put a gun up to his head in his car and asked him for his car. Right by 7-Eleven. This is here in San Diego County. So I'm going to tell you, we're re-releasing criminals back on the streets. They're drug addicts and criminals. And if they're illegals, they get released on the streets without any recognizance. If you're a regular American citizen, you're not going to be released. You're going to go to prison or detained in jail. Why is there a difference there? It's because the Uber left have lost their common sense and decency. And I want to see a new governor for California. I'm sick and tired of California thinking it's going to carve itself off and become a separate country. I'm sick of Governor Moonbeam,
the
Attorney General. They can't afford it anyway.
No, it can't happen because of the Supremacy Clause, Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, that says that we are all one land. As much as I would love to see California split up, the only way that it's going to leave the Union is by a 9.6 on the Richter scale on the San Andreas fault line. Otherwise, it's not going anywhere. And even if they vote on it, let's say that they bring up this proposition, they vote and they pass it, now all of a sudden it's going to go to the California Supreme Court. Well, let's say they're pretty liberal and they decide to uphold that and the voters' wishes. Well, now it's going to go to the Ninth Circus Court of Schlemiels, which is the most left-wing court in America. And let's just say, just by some crazy chance, that they uphold the fact that California can be split up. Well, guess what? Then it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, and when it goes there, it's dead on arrival. So, a lot of this is just, I don't know. It's a fantasy. I hate to say it. I mean, I wish they could. To be quite honest, I would love to. I mean, think of how many less electoral votes we'd have to deal with during election time. I would love to see California split up into three, but it's not going to happen.
No, I don't think so either. But I have a feeling they're going to see a conservative swing because a lot of people in California, even the previous Democrats, they're so assaulted by the idea, the danger of re-releasing criminal aliens back on the streets, they think, what's wrong? Have these people lost their marbles or any consideration for Americans? And the people that are most concerned are the Hispanic community, where a lot of these are Hispanic criminals. They're coming up here, MS-13 or other gang members, and they're just allowed to come right in. It's crazy.
It is.
And there's no country on earth that would do this. In Mexico or anywhere, you can't find another country on the planet that would actually allow this to happen to their own citizenry. You can't.
I did a show last week on, can President Trump legally force California to comply with federal immigration laws? And the answer is yes and no. The answer is yes because of the fact that if he did decide to nationalize the California National Guard and federalize it, then they would be forced to do that. It's never been done before, and it won't be done. So the other part of this is there's nothing specifically in the Constitution that says that California must enforce federal immigration law. Then you look at the Supremacy Clause once again, Article 6, that says that when a state law and a federal law conflict with each other, unfortunately, the federal law trumps the state law. Now, here's where it gets tricky. California does not have to legally abide by federal immigration law. However, they can be arrested. There's nothing in the Constitution that doesn't say that they can't be arrested for not following federal immigration law. So what I would like for the president to do is to go out there and start arresting Jerry Brown, arrest
exactly,
arrest what was her name, Schaap out there in Oakland, arrest Gavin Newsom, arrest Nancy Pelosi, arrest all these California politicians, and start rounding them up for not complying with federal immigration law.
Perfect.
They don't have to legally, but that doesn't give them the right to evade prosecution for not following federal immigration law.
I think also you mentioned another comment last week that maybe that the president should make some kind of declaration to the Congress and Senate. The Congress and Senate should not allow the congressmen and women and senators to actually seat in Washington, D.C., because they actually, as of April 1, have actually passed a law for secession. Until they change that law, they shouldn't have a right to sit in their office.
That's another good point. The other thing is I would defund the entire state. I would cut off police. I would cut off fire and rescue. I would cut off education. Heck, I would even deplete and freeze earthquake and wildfire funds and leave the state completely shaking naked and force them to comply with federal immigration.
I agree with you. I agree. Listen, first off, they're not even applying the funds properly to protect against earthquakes or improve earthquake protection in buildings. They're not don't have an emergency response program at all. This state is so mismanaged, it's insane.
And Governor Moore, I think that was an extreme statement. I would say and beg to differ and say that the fact that California refuses to accept Border Patrol, National Guard people to actually do their job and secure their border instead is much more extreme.
Exactly. And I think if you did that, California would cave within 2 weeks. Guarantee it.
Absolutely.
Two weeks max. Governor Moonbeam and all the lawsuit now for all these states, including my San Diego County, Escondido right beside us, et cetera, are all suing against the state. These guys need to be in chains and zip-tied and brought off to jail, including the governor, the attorney general, et cetera.
Normal blood pressure, naturally.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.